tens of thousands of people, I saw a number of 30,000, are facing a long and painful wait to get the elective surgeries they need. Because there were big cancellations during alert level 4 as hospitals prepared to deal with COVID-19 cases. There is, at last though, some relief for those who have been waiting. Mobile Health Chief Executive Mark Eager joins us now. Hi Mark.
Hi Jesse, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. So tell us about this bus of yours.
Jesse, we do call it the mobile surgical bus, but we lie actually, because it's not a bus, it's a truck and trailer unit. But it is affectionately known as the surgical bus, and the wheels on the bus do go round and round. It is a fully equipped operating theatre on the back of a truck. So the truck has expandable sides, so it's about 7 metres wide when we put the sides out, and 16 metres long without the tractor unit on the front. And it is, to all intents and purposes, exactly the same operating theatre as you'd see inside a hospital. And we've been on the road for 18 years now, making our way around the countryside. So our normal route around the country takes us 5 weeks. We start in Kaikohe, and it's a five-week cycle. So from Kaikohe to Gore and back again takes us 5 weeks.
Uh-huh. What can you do on this bus?
Well, we can do anything really that is low-risk day surgical procedures. So if you think of the things that you know, people have done, so things like hernias and hemorrhoids and carpal tunnels and low-risk procedures like that. So you've got to be fit and healthy, ironically enough, to come on to have an operation. Mm. One of the biggest things that we, or two of the biggest by numbers that we do, are paediatric dental operations. So this is where you've got 3- and 4-year-olds with holy teeth, rotten teeth that need to be anaesthetised, and then we go in and drill, fill, pull things out, etc.
Sadly, way too many of those around in 2020, hey?
Oh, look, it is. It's very sad. Very sad. And then the other thing that we do is a lot of colonoscopies. And, of course, the demand for that is huge, as you could imagine.
Yeah, I don't know if I had imagined that, actually. I probably never thought about it. Great that you can do a range of different things, though. And as you say, this is not a new thing, but why are you rejoining the road trip today? What have you been waiting for?
So this is a significant day for us because, of course, with COVID, all elective surgery in New Zealand was shut down, as we were. We were, on the Monday of the announcement, we were doing a gynecological list in Kapiti, and we stopped at the end of that list and sent all our staff home and parked up. We offered our services around to the district health boards around New Zealand, saying if anyone needed us to park up, because we are separate from the main hospital, so we could have been a clean theatre. So you think of the, all theatres are clean, of course, but a COVID-free theatre. And the good news around that is that we weren't needed around the place. So we've been waiting in anticipation. And today is the first day of surgery back for us, as it is for most of the DHBs around New Zealand.
Health is a great industry for a jargon and terminology, and a lot of people will know this term, but for those who don't, what is elective surgery?
So elective means it's not urgent, meaning things urgent are things like burst appendix or non-deferrable is the other term. So if someone's got a cancerous cyst that's about to erupt, and if they don't have something done about it right now.
Yeah.
And in New Zealand, we have a system where you go onto a waiting list. The waiting list, in theory, should only be 4 months long, and you should have your operation within that time. However, recent times have seen those lists blow out.
So what is your route going to be over the next few weeks, and what do you have planned?
Well, and that's a very good question, because we normally would be moving every day to a different town. At the moment, we're sticking in one spot for 2 weeks. So we're currently operating in Rangiora in North Canterbury. And we are going to be there for 2 weeks and helping the Canterbury District Health Board out. And in 2 weeks' time, we'll head to Otjiwaka and spend 2 weeks there. Hopefully by then, the world would have sorted itself out as far as the rules and regulations and which level we're at, and when we can get back onto our normal routes, because there's an awful lot of people around the place desperate to get their surgery done. If you think of, you know, the kid with the dental issues that are, you know, got pain in their mouth and they're not eating, they're not sleeping, and you know, we're really keen to get back to those kids.
Who books in the surgeries? Like, if there's someone in Mott needing a hernia operation, do they call their GP and say, "Hey, I heard these mobile guys are coming up our way," or is it a bit more efficient than that?
I'm pleased to say it is a bit more efficient than that. So we work in with the District Health Board. So we're just another operating theatre, but it's closer to someone else. So we work with all the DHBs around the countryside, and they know our routes because we're on a milk run. We turn up the same day every 5 weeks, and they say in Dunstan this week, can you do orthopaedics, and in Queenstown, can you do dental and colonoscopies in Gawler, and plastic surgery in Balclutha, and so it goes on. So they tell us their specialties, then we find the appropriately trained surgeon and anaesthetist. On the unit every day, we have a steerologist. Any idea what to guess what a steerologist would be, Jess?
Could you spell it for me, please?
S-T-E-E-R-ologist.
That's very difficult. I know it's something to do with sterilisation or steroids, because they've both got just a single E, a steerologist. And then I think of, like, cattle steers, but I'm presuming you're not going around the country lopping things off. So, no, you tell me.
So it's the driver.
It was far simpler than I made it for myself. Yeah. How often are you on the bus?
Sorry?
How often are you on the bus?
I'm an old nurse, so I am there often as an orderly and provider of catering today. So not very often. So I just manage things in the background. The frontline workers are our charge nurse and anaesthetic tech, and every day we use 4 local nurses from the local area. So a different set of crew every day.
And any change to the way you're doing things under Level 3 restrictions?
Yes, it is. There's a lot more procedures involved. I mean, you can imagine a theatre is a very clean environment anyway, and we do things that are very clean, but the extra procedures that we're having to do in between patients and the extra PPE that we have to wear means that our production line isn't as fast as what we normally are. Often, we normally do between 8 and 10 patients a day. Today, we're doing 6. So it is a little bit slower, but it's good to start.
Hey, good luck and well done, and thanks so much for your time today.
Hey, thanks very much, Jesse.